Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial County. This is Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And also you can access this show and other shows through our podcast at kxoradio.com. And today we have our guest, Marie Arroyo.
Yes.
And she is a mental health rehab technician for Imperial County Behavioral Health. And today she's going to be talking about one of the programs.
Yes, today I'm here to introduce and talk about our Anxiety and Depression Clinic. The Anxiety and Depression Clinic is located at 801 Broadway in El Centro. Our telephone number is 760-482-4033. So some of the things that this clinic is offering are outpatient services to individuals that meet medical necessity for any anxiety and depression.
Well, how about if we start with what is really, what is anxiety, what does it look like, and then also with depression. I mean, when somebody talks about depression, you know, there's different kinds of severity of depression. So let's just start by anxiety. When somebody says, you know, somebody might have an episode of anxiety, you know, just one time, would they qualify for the clinic? Or is it what some of our listeners out there, you know, who are listening, okay, I have anxiety, am I a candidate to our anxiety and depression clinic?
And some of the symptoms when it comes to anxiety are fearfulness, body tension. Sometimes people have a shortness of breath. They're not able to socialize with other people. And that's basically the services that we're providing are for people that are experiencing any kind of anxiety symptoms, whether it's also it's irritability, mood swings, any panic attacks, but that have been present for a certain amount of time.
So if it happens one time?
If it happens one time, that will be something to be kind of concerned and see, okay, well, what is causing it? Because sometimes there's things that happened because there are situations that the individuals are going through and can,
I used to get an anxiety attacks, or maybe panic attacks when I was back in college, and I would... A final that I didn't study for.
Okay. And when that would happen, I mean, that would be something like, okay, anxiety attack. A lot
and
of
that happened
experience.
Every time. And so that would qualify for me to go to the anxiety clinic.
Well, when it comes to that, a lot of people experience that kind of anxiety, like test anxiety. And within that situation, it's normal for people to experience that.
Let's see. Test. Job interviews,
taxes, new things like kind of losing a job, situations that are stressful that, you know, are a source to create anxiety, because we have to remember that anxiety is something that our body feels whenever things are unexpected, or it's a way to kind of like let us know that there's change coming up. So all that anxiety is something that we experience naturally. Our body helps us kind of like prevent us from danger. Like, let's say if a car comes into our way, like we feel like react, and it might cause a little bit of anxiety to us because we didn't expect that. But when it comes to what I mean about people that can come here are people that are having anxiety or depressive symptoms, also like feelings of worthlessness, but that have been persistent and for a certain amount of time. And that's kind of what I mean about medical necessity. People that come to the anxiety and depression clinic have to be assessed, have to go through a certain procedure in order to determine if they meet medical necessity. Medical necessity is that the anxiety symptoms or the depression symptoms are impacting their daily life, whether it's their physical well-being, their social functioning, and also their school or their work. Right now you were talking about having anxiety because of taking a test. If this is something that only happens one time or every time you're going to have a test, I mean, you know, one of the things will be, okay, well, I need to prepare for the next test better and stuff.
Yeah, I always said that. It just didn't somehow work out that way.
So what I mean is that it's something that it's affecting their whole life functioning, whether it's in school, that they're not able to wake up to go to school, whether they fear being in social places, being around
people.
Why
would that happen? Why would somebody have anxiety?
Why would they? Okay, when it comes to...
What would be the causes?
Well, there are different causes for anxiety. There is, we can say sometimes there's the chemical imbalance of, you know, because like I mentioned, anxiety is something that our body, we have it since, we can say, you know, since evolution or something like that. That's a way that we learn.
Evolution or creation?
Creation. But
both.
But that's something we have. So sometimes there's things that happen, let's say, since whether it's they experience something traumatic, whether there's something that are not familiar to exposing themselves to social situations, whether it's a lot of things that have to that consists of why someone has anxiety. There's the physical aspects. There's the some people learn anxiety because of their environment that they grew up with. Let's say, for example, someone that grew up within a family where there's alcoholism, where there's a lot of things, violence, and in if a child or someone is a child and grows up in this environment as an adult, they're gonna be fearful. They're gonna be irritable. They're gonna their toleration for stress and anxiety, it's going to be, you know, to a level that everything is going to affect them. So there's a lot of factors why someone experiences anxiety. And one of the best things is to be assessed, to have this, if they're experiencing any of the symptoms of anxiety, to have an assessment, see if they meet, if these symptoms are affecting their daily life, and see if they will benefit from this program as well for depression.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.